This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Region of Queens councillors are considering overhauling the rules that govern what people and businesses do with their properties. Regional Council voted unanimously on Tuesday evening in favor of Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton's motion for a comprehensive review of the municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw.
So I'd like to move that the council directs staff to commence a comprehensive review and revision process for the Region of Queens Municipality, Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw, with particular focus on commercial uses and allowances within residential zones, regulation and permitting of short-term rentals, the keeping of livestock within residential and rural zones, light pollution mitigation and related dark sky considerations, coastal protection measures and climate resilient land use provisions, and minimum property standards. And further, that staff prepare a report outlining proposed consultation timelines, engagement methods, and anticipated resource requirements to support this review process for council's consideration at the regular council meeting on December 9th, 2025.
The municipality adopted a new planning strategy and bylaw in 2022 after 3.5 years of review and community consultation. Charlton was a member of council for that process.
We have had some things pop up that are proving to be challenging, other things that I think maybe we didn't think of during that time frame. I think we do need to address the issues in our land use bylaw.
Charlton didn't offer specifics, but councillors have wrestled since the spring with a request to turn the old Stedman's building on Main Street into apartments. Developer Eric Fry originally wanted the building to be only residential, despite municipal rules that require at least half of a downtown building's ground floor be for commercial use. The region is in the process of changing the land use bylaw to allow Fry to include a much smaller commercial footprint. Charlton, who chairs the municipality's planning advisory committee, told councillors that some people want more flexibility to open businesses in their houses, though she didn't give specifics. Currently, the land use bylaw essentially prohibits retail and other commercial operations in residential zones, though there are some exceptions for artists and other small home-based businesses. Mayor Scott Christian said it's standard practice to review a new bylaw after 2 years.
In this term of council, we were really focusing on making sure that we're striking that balance to fostering a business-friendly environment, to addressing affordability issues. And I think that some provisions within the land use bylaw and municipal planning strategy don't resonate completely or entirely with the strategic vision and direction that this council wants to take the organization.
He said council wants professional advice from staff on a laundry list of items.
The document that was passed in 2022, it doesn't do enough to give us a strong sense and deliberate approach to managing short-term rentals. It doesn't, I think, from my perspective, strike the right balance as it pertains to homesteading. It's too blunt where in its restrictions of the type of commercial activities that can happen in general residential areas.
In 2022, many residents cried foul over proposed changes to homesteading rules. People who kept chickens or small numbers of other animals on their properties were worried that the new bylaw would interfere with their ability to produce food for themselves and others. Those concerns overshadowed many of the other significant changes in the comprehensive bylaw overhaul. The staff report is expected to come back to council on December 9th. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.